You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210 KOKK. We are back again on the August 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, Beetle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, and we welcome all five of you watching us live on Facebook, and we're assuming there's maybe more listening on the actual radio itself.
Well, let's hope so. Right. You know, let's hope that that's true.
We have a very short program today. Minnesota Twins baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour here. So we've got, about 13 minutes or so to get through.
And you know the fans, our audience is disappointed about that, that we're being preempted by the Twins. And you don't even know who they're playing.
No, I don't. But it's on the list back there.
All right.
Yeah, you're right, Toronto.
All right. So, not Cleveland.
But whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
They're still probably
if they were playing Cleveland, I'd be all right with it. But Toronto, I don't know why we're preempting
I think
them.
They play Cleveland. Yeah, they play Cleveland next week. That's why I had Cleveland on my mind.
All right.
So let's move on here, Mike. There is a... I just lost my train of thought here. Because of the short show this week... we'll have a live show from the State Fair next Saturday.
Yes.
So you can come on out and watch us or watch it on Facebook. We'll try to stream it in on Facebook, and we'll have Attorney General Marty Jackley as our special guest.
And we're going to be passing out some free T-shirts at the State Fair. We're going to have a few extra. And then last year we had, if they could answer the question, they could get a free...
Yeah, it was a real simple question, like what's the legal limit for being intoxicated?
Should we make... We'll make it a little more complicated this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, is the moose a felony? That got coined at the State Fair.
Yeah, let's ask them if they know why the moose is a felony.
Okay.
Maybe that would be the trivia question.
That will be the one thing you have to do in preparation for the show.
Okay. Give them some homework.
We do have a question. Yeah. We do have a question, and Tara's been hanging in there, so thank you very much, Tara. Her question is, do you post all sentencing on the Facebook page or just when you have time?
We post... Not all sentencing. We post sentencing from arraignment court or from circuit court. We don't post sentencing from magistrate court on the Facebook page. So magistrate court are the misdemeanor sentences. We have tons of those, so we don't really do that. It would take a lot of time of my staff to post them. So we generally try to do all the ones from arraignment court, because usually arraignment court's every other week. We usually have a handful of sentencings, and we post them on at that time.
See, and I want to spin off that, too, because I was going to ask you, and thanks a lot, Tara, for the question. That's a great, great question. Because I look at some of those, and I think, well, okay, did they post that because it's maybe more of what you would call a high-profile type case, or is it just those were the ones that were sentenced, and because you've got three, then we're going to do three?
Right. No, it's
versus picking and choosing.
Right. We try to be consistent, right? Because we don't want to be, you know, you don't want to have the appearance of bias that we're doing something we shouldn't, that we're picking out individuals and doing that. So we try to put everyone from arraignment court that's sentenced. Now, that would be so at circuit court level. So if it'd be Judge Party, Judge Foley, Judge Erickson, we try to post those sentencing on Facebook. But if you're sentenced in front of the magistrate, Judge Elsher, then we generally don't post those on the Facebook page. But I think those are picked up by, the plainsman? Can I say that? Oh. I can't say that on the show. So
well,
some newspaper
said
in town.
You said it twice, so.
Some newspaper.
Some newspaper in town, come on.
But we try to be consistent. We don't try to individualize cases. We just try to... just like when we post a court list. We post a court list for magistrate court. We just don't post the sentencing. We post a court list for arraignment court. And then there we try to, if you see a person on that list that says they're going to be sentenced, generally that the day that court is, you'll see that sentencing posted on Facebook later that day.
And I would suppose, too, just the general fact that Beetle County is a smaller county, you're going to have a smaller load of sentencings, every time you've got circuit court, so you can do that versus if you were in a larger county like Pennington or Minnehaha, I mean, it might take you all day long to try to put all the sentencings on there.
It would be more of a monumental task to do it there, but we, like I said, we probably have five, at the most 10 every other week on Tuesdays. And then there's the other judges appear once in a while, so that we don't have too many of those. So that's what we try to get on Facebook.
So again, Tara, thank you very much. And if you have a question, go ahead and drop that question on the comment bar on the Performance Radio News page on the live stream of this month's Mike Moore Show. What's Patricia saying there? She says, quote, "I have a lot of respect for Mike Moore. I feel he is fair and gets justice done. Thank you, Mike. I wish we could hear what you're saying. Have a great day." So apparently someone's not able to hear.
All right. I'm trying to talk
on the live
louder.
Stream. But we're on the radio, too. That's right. Where all of this actually gets, you know, based out of. So
that's what Montgomery agency's paying for is the radio.
They're paying for to
maybe they've done something. Maybe Jim Tharp has done something that they can't hear on Facebook because he wants you to turn the radio on.
Occasionally with the live stream, that will happen. It is.
I'll try to speak loud.
It is 11:22. We do need to get one more break in here on this shortened show. We will be back with more of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.